Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To another article of clothing, students at Sparkman High in Meridianville, Alabama, are trying to maintain a sense of normalcy this weekend by going to their prom. Problem is, when they lost their homes to last week's tornadoes, they also lost their tuxes and prom dresses. Enter Kristen Tate, a third-grade teacher at the Lynn Fanning Elementary School in Meridianville. She's helping raise money so the guys can rent tuxes, but she's also collecting prom dresses. Kristen, what made you want to do this?
I was watching the television once our power finally came back on and saw that a lot of the surrounding areas were collecting prom dresses, but they were taking them to stores. And a lot of these kids don't have cars anymore. And I thought, you know, if it was me and I was a student, I would think it was very hard to ask my parents, quit searching through our home, can you go find me a prom dress? So I thought it'd be a lot easier if we could bring the prom dresses to the students.
Isn't that something? So now you're collecting them in the high school library. We know you put your request on Facebook. How'd you do?
My idea came Tuesday night, and I put it out on Facebook to several of my friends, and by Tuesday night, we had about 100.
Huh.
By yesterday, we had between 2,500 and 3,000 dresses.
Oh, my God. How many girls are there?
The students in all that have lost their homes completely have been about 50. So we've also opened it up to students that may have not been able to go to the prom just for financial reasons. Other area schools are also bringing in their students that may have lost theirs.
Isn't that something? And, you know, the other thing I'm thinking is you could pass it on.
Yes, well, that is our intent. Our intent is to get with some other schools that may need dresses.
That's terrific. You know, I'm thinking after Hurricane Andrew, I remember being down in Florida, and the high school kids there were still having their football games and rallies, determined to try to have something normal, even though there was just everything was gone. And when they lost the football game, it was devastating. It seems like every loss got multiplied. You know, because
yes.
Is that what you're feeling from these kids?
My mom is over there working with the girls, and she said that they're just overwhelmed. A lot of them have started crying because they're so thankful that the community has really stepped up to help them out.
Yeah. And you're not, you know, you're only 28 yourself. I mean, do you remember your proms?
Oh, I do. I do. I planned for them starting in about January. My friends and I would start looking through all the books, and we'd have to look for hair and what was the latest and greatest, and it's a huge, huge deal, and I still look back on it so fondly and had some of the best times. And well, I thought if the prom could overshadow what happened last week for just a few hours for these kids, it would be worth all of it.
That's Kristen Tate, a third-grade teacher in Meridianville, Alabama, there in Madison County there, and she's been collecting prom dresses. Kristen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
When I was younger, I saw my daddy cry and curse at the wind.
Well, and this is one of the top prom songs this year. It's Paramore's The Only Exception. We wish everyone at Meridianville at their prom all the best of times.
And my mama swore that she would never let her.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Everyone, have a great week, and please join us again here and now.
It does not exist, but darling, you are the only exception. You are the only exception. You are.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.